You are listening to a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, I'm HD Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
Hey, this is RJ Aniket, and you're tuned into What Do You Meme? This is going to be my weekly show where I will try to explain you what meme can be used for what situation. And if you still don't understand, then you can go ahead and tattoo a beautiful phrase on your hand. It reads as, okay, boomer.
LOL. Another day, another meme, and let's jump into this. This is 94.3 Radio 1. My name is Aniket, and let's ask this question, what do you meme? Well, today we're going to talk about this one meme that comes from a very popular show, which is called Family Guy. Well, Family Guy has a lot of characters, and we're not going to talk about them. We're going to talk about this one particular panel from an episode which talks about this huge old story. The old story of Noah's Ark, where Noah took all the animals with them. And of course, what happens on the boat is that he saves all the animals. We know all the story, blah, 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 blah. Well, this one particular panel talks about this story in a very twisted manner. And that's what Family Guy does all the time. What happens is that we see an elephant, we see a penguin, and then they... And then we've got this abomination, which is an Ellie penguin. I don't know what to call them. But the point is that you can use this meme to show people that two things coming together does not mean it's going to make a better thing. For example, if we got dosa and if we've got Szechuan chutney, and if they come together, Szechuan dosa is not a good idea. For example, if we've got a Chinese dish and then we've got an Indian dish, and if we combine together and we get Chinese bhel, it's absolutely not a good idea. You get the gist, right? You understand what I'm trying to say, that two great things coming together does not always mean that we're going to get a greater thing. And this is the entire meme. Now, you can definitely go ahead and make your own variations and let me know. Send it to me on the DM on our socials. Of course, follow us everywhere because we love stalkers. You. Get that joke? You, the movie, the show? Okay, no. Okay, now moving on, don't forget to share, like, comment, and subscribe, and do all those things that you do. And of course, always remember to ask that one question, what do you meme?
Well, that's it from me now. Don't forget to give your valuable feedback to me on my Instagram. That is at Radio 1 Aniket. Don't forget to follow us on our Instagram and social medias as well. It's at HD Smartcast. That's HDSMARTCAST. And yes, if again you are a boomer, you can email us as well. podcasts@hindustantimes.com. See you next week.
This was a Radio 1 production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Simplify your federal agency's technology procurement with Connection Public Sector Solutions. Connection's dedicated account managers, commitment to exceptional customer service, and extensive catalog of federal contracts make IT purchases quick, easy, and affordable. Turn your challenges into opportunities and get rid of your technology pain points with Connection today. Learn more about what's possible with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.